This year has seen a surge in support in Greece for the far-right party, the Golden Dawn, who following elections last June now hold 18 seats in the Greek parliament. The party has been accused by many of having neo-Nazi leanings and is anti-immigrant and emphasizes white supremacy. Recent months have seen concerns over violence toward immigrants and minorities, as well as the possible infiltration of the police by members of the Golden Dawn. We talked to senior lecturer in political economy of Southeastern Europe at the LSE, Vasilis Monostriotis, about the Golden Dawn party's origins and its similarities to present and far-right parties in Europe. I started off by asking Vasilis why he thinks the party has gained such popularity over the last few months.
Clearly, both the Socialist Party and New Democracy, the centre-right party, have shown weaknesses, if you want, in handling the crisis, and also are to a large extent to blame for bringing the country into this situation, over-indebted and so forth. So one element is that the voters are turning towards new parties, one of which is the Golden Dawn. We have a substantial decline in income levels across the board, not only the well-off. And we have an explosion of unemployment. Unemployment was closer to 8% just a few years back, and now it's over 20%. So people are looking for solutions and messages that somehow promise a better future. The agenda about migrants and how illegal but also legal migrants take the jobs of natives and how they undermine wages, the provision of social services and so on, becomes much more central. And obviously a far-right party is more relevant for putting forward this agenda. But I think there's also another very crucial dimension, which maybe is not representative of other cases in other European countries. The very big failures of the Greek state to provide very basic social services, very basic utilities, if you want. And the Golden Dawn, the far-right party in Greece, actually uses methods that help substitute for the absence of the state. So there's members of the party would help old grannies go receive their pensions, or they would help with lighting in public spaces. They even have organized food distribution and things like that. So obviously the credibility and the visibility of the party increases, and with that also public support.
Do you think if the Troika continue to push austerity policies on Greece, that this will mean greater support and parliamentary representation for the Golden Dawn?
I think that in the medium term, the support for the Golden Dawn party will only go up. But this is not only related to what the Troika, if you want, does and the conditions for austerity that are being imposed to some extent from externally. It also has to do with what the government or the parties around the government, what they do and what they fail to do. So part of the problem in Greece is not the austerity measures is obviously a big part of the story, but the other part of the story is the slowness and the inability of the Greek government to implement any kind of reforms, reforms that will be painful, but will at some stage lead to economic recovery. So the delays that we have seen over a number of years now are also to blame for the situation, both at the macroeconomic level, why we don't meet the fiscal targets, but also at the micro level, what happens with unemployment, what happens with incomes, wages, pensions, and so forth. So I don't think that there's a direct correlation between the pressures from the Troika and the rise of the far right in Greece, in the sense that there are other parties that would have capitalized, and to an extent they have, from the austerity measures, but it is the inability of the state to provide basic services, I think, that explains much of it.
What effects do you think the rise of the far right in Greece will have or is having on relations with Greece's neighbours?
Yes, I think this is a very crucial and very sensitive issue. For the moment, there's no visible effects in the sense that the Greek government has been able to handle relations with key neighbours with which we have frictions. They have been able to handle it, and it hasn't become a big issue in the public domain. But the problem is what happens in the future, and if they are to break any agreements, there's issues of resource management in collaboration with Turkey. There's issue, obviously the issue of the constitutional name of Macedonia. These issues, to the extent that the government will try to find, to break an agreement, to find a solution in order to move forward, either in terms of resource exploitation, which will help the economy, or in terms of gaining points at the European level, being seen to cooperate more with its northern neighbour, or to the extent that the government tries to do something on that, then obviously Golden Dawn will be a very big player in the opposition. And nowadays they have a very strong influence on public opinion, because they're more credible as a party and as an institution, and also with the popularity comes a demystification of all the negative things one associates with the far right.
Some commentators have expressed concern that Golden Dawn is influencing the policy debate in Greece and institutions like the police. How much of a problem do you think this is?
Historically, the police and to some extent the military have not been democratized as much as the rest of the society. So there were always either direct or personal or institutional links with segments of what we would associate with the far right. I don't think they were particularly strong. They definitely were not particularly visible. But in times of crisis, of course, they become stronger or they're reconstituted. So to the extent that this happens, obviously, it is a problem. But in my view, the Greek police was never the institution that the average Greek citizen would associate with. So there was always this kind of fear and distancing of the public from the police. A couple of years back, I was asked to comment on how Greeks see the police, and I gave the example that, you know, if you want to find directions about how to get somewhere and you were in the middle of the street, the last person you would ask for directions would be a policeman.
If and when the crisis passes, do you think the support for the far right will fall away?
Obviously, we can associate the rise of the far right with the crisis, but then because also of the way that the far right functions as an institution, and the particular party, Golden Dawn, is not your average far right party, it is very much organized along the lines of fascist parties. And because of that, I think even when we eventually get out of the crisis and we achieve positive rates of economic growth and economic recovery, the embeddedness of the party and of its social structure into society will remain, and in that sense, public support or visibility, if you want, and the ability to influence public opinion. I think that the most important thing that has happened, and this is not something that can be easily reversed, is that it's exactly a question of credibility and legitimization, if you want. So today, Golden Dawn, even if people have very strong views about it, so they either support it or definitely disapprove of it, it has become a legitimate part of the political spectrum, and that is not going to change with any change in economic circumstances. Because I've seen also in international media many comparisons between the rise of the far right in Greece and sort of similar experiences in other countries, but also historically similar experiences. The main thing that one has to focus on is exactly the embeddedness of the party in the society. So it is not something that you can see as incidental. It is definitely not something which is very much related to a particular leader. You can draw a comparison with France. I think the role of Le Pen in the party there has been historically much more central. Not that the leader of Golden Dawn is not very much respected among its party members, but it's not about the leader, it's about the ideology and the way the whole structure operates. And any analysis of the phenomenon of the rise of the far right in Greece has to take this into account. It's not something that is ephemeral in that sense.